Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's her radio.
Oh, boy. Michelle, you and I are road warriors. Let's just admit it. I mean, why even unpack, you know? I mean, we're constantly, you know, out there doing our thing, planes, trains, cars. I mean, it just keeps going. So I know for a fact that a lot of women are just like us, and they're trying to figure out, are there any tips to be able to fly solo, get on out there, make it work, protect yourself, and come up with some really nifty ways of getting around it. Didn't I hear you sniffling a little earlier?
Yes, you can hear it in my voice, actually. I have a little bit of laryngitis because I'm in New York City. And it's, you know, every time I get on a plane, we know what happens. I get sick. And so one of the things that I think is so important for women is to carry a, you know, some kind of travel case with all your medical supplies in it. And thank goodness that I do that every time I travel, because every time I travel, I get sick. So I've got to have the cough drops. I've got to have all the things. So I just put this little travel kit together. And, I think it really, I mean, it isn't helping me not get sick, but it certainly helps that I don't have to run out every 5 seconds to get something. At least I have it available. And I think that's an important point when you're flying solo, right? When you're on your own, and we're in, you know, we can be in three different states in one day. And I always unpack that way. But give us what are some of your tips, Pam, that you think are, you know, that work for you, that our women out there can hear?
Okay, so if you're out there, you want to protect yourself. One of the things I always make sure that women keep in mind is when you're in strange places and maybe kind of iffy neighborhoods as you're traveling through places and whatever, I never ever, I make sure you don't flaunt jewelry. Don't put on bejewel yourself, especially in an airport and other places, because people will rip that stuff right off you. You have to be very, very careful about that. Just, you know, kind of keep it low profile. At the same time, be very careful about your purse, your wallet. Hide it when you can. I take a smaller purse and put it right in my briefcase. And so that, you know, you've got to do a double zip on that one. And speaking of zip, I like zipping through the airport. What I highly recommend, I know you have it too, is for you, anyone out there, to enroll in the TSA pre-program. Yes. And that means that you just whip right through those lines. You go to that special line where once you're approved, you don't even have to take off your shoes. You could just, you know, get that suitcase right through there. It is one of the best things to really decrease the stress in running around. And here are a couple other quick little things I do. I'm a huge fan of headphones. I don't care if it's a train or wherever it is. Sometimes I just want to zone out. You know, I've got my Bose phones. I know you've got yours. I just totally love it. And at the same time, I also have an eye mask. I actually keep the eye mask right there in my briefcase. So when I do the red eye and I have to fly overnight, or even when I just want to zone out, I put on the headphones, I get the eye mask on, and I can just get a really high quality nap. Have you ever tried that, Michelle?
I do. I actually have an eye mask, a blanket, and a pillow, and socks that all go into this one little case that I take on the plane with me. So I take my shoes off, I put my socks on, I get my blanket out, and I have my pillow, and I have my eye mask. And there are just sometimes when we just, you know, you just have to chill out. But that goes with me everywhere I go. I don't leave home without it. Except when I get sick and then I have to go taste. I send it all to the dry cleaners because I know it's been contaminated by something on the plane.
I know something. Well, you know, I don't care if I'm flying first, business, whatever. When they offer me those blankets, I run. I bring a pashmina with me. I have like a collection of pashminas that are soft, that are, you know, roll up real easily, and once again, portable. And then I use those and then just dry clean them as soon as I get home. Don't you?
Yep, and I do. I use those all the time, and then I also always carry these wipes with me. They're a deodorizer, and they're lemon and scent, and they just, they're, and I can wipe everything down. I know people think I'm crazy, but I wipe everything down, the trays and the, you know, when I'm getting on the plane and wherever I'm seated, I'm going to make sure I'm careful.
Well, I've got my hand sanitizer always, because, you know, if you read the research currently, if you want the largest number of germs you've ever seen in your life, just walk into, you know, a train bathroom, a plane bathroom, an airport bathroom, scary, scary places. And I don't care if you're in a nice Admiral's Club or whatever, it's still a scary place. So I tend to take the hand sanitizers. And you know what else I take with me? I take aromatherapy. You know, just little roll-ons of lavender, sometimes peppermint to kind of, you know, enliven me, lavender to kind of calm me down. I've got some special mixes I've actually had made for me. I take in them in oils, and I put them in baths when I'm taking a bath, if I'm far away, or, you know, just a little spritzer, just to kind of, you know, make me feel better. I even carry a small aromatherapy candle. Which,
yeah, I do,
you know,
too. I have a candle.
Do you really?
I take these. You know, you can buy those little travel candles, and they're so great. Because here's the thing. When you're on the road like we are all the time, we spend a lot of time. I mean, we're out and about, and then we come back to the room, and we just want to crash. I don't know about you, because you've got more energy than 10 people put together. But, I mean, I just have to go back, and I have to feel like I'm in a place that's in my environment. So the best, you know, I have to create that environment for me, or I don't sleep. You know, so that's one of the things that I do, is I have those candles, and I do my bubble bath. I bring my own with me, and, you know, I have a whole travel bag, Pam, that actually is full of everything you could possibly want, and it never leaves the case. It always goes back in the case, and then we just refill the bottles. And so I always have it. So you could call me and say, I need you in 5 minutes, and all I have to do is pick up that bag, and I'm good to go. Because there's everything
I love
in it.
You know, people also think that what we do is super, super glamorous, you know, running around, flying around something. It is lonely. It's lonely. And so it's really nice to have a good support system, too. You know, people to call, people to check in with when you're out there on the road and doing your thing. It's not easy. And so I want to correct anyone out there who thinks we're having, you know, a major party here all day long. It's a lot of work. It's lonely. We have to, literally, it's a battlefield out there half the time with delays and problems here and there. So it's so wonderful to be able to take good care of yourself. And for women out there, you know, most of us get an F- in protecting ourselves and caring for ourselves. And so this is a really great way to practice doing that, especially when you're on the road. And you don't even have to be seeing a plane or a train. Maybe it's just that you have a long commute. What are you doing for yourself? Some nice music? How about that? You know, turn on that Sirius XM radio or whatever you've got cooking, you know, inside your car and listen to that, or some music that you already have pre-programmed. All that stuff, you got to take care of yourself. You know, flying solo is a big challenge.
You're right. And I think the safety factor is huge. We're used to it, Pam. So, you know, both of us know, we look at our surroundings. We know our surroundings. We tend to do the same thing all the time, right? We find a place to go and we stay there. And I think it's really important that women just really know their destination, know the hotel, get there in daylight. Use Uber.com, for example, for your car service.
It's only
a little bit more expensive than a taxi, and you know what you're getting.
The other thing, too, is just have someone to check in with. Call someone so they know that you're okay, right? And so all of these tips are on our wonderful Her Radio, Radio MD website. Yes, right?
You got that right. So plan ahead, choose your hotel, arrive in daylight, and stay alert in your surroundings. And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.